It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. It's another hour of requests and dedications as we embark on a Tuesday together. I'm Larry London. If you would like to join this program, all it takes is a phone call, 202-619-2077. Give us a call here in Studio 4, and we're going to take your request or your contest entry, and if we've got the song available, we'll play it for you in a couple of days. We'll start off today's show with a request for Rahel Mesfin, and this is the latest from Pink off of her beautiful Trauma album, and it's called What About Us, right here on Border Crossings.
We are searchlights we can see in the dark. We are rockets pointed up at the stars. We are billions of beautiful hearts. And you sold us down the river too far. What about us? To be solved. We are children that need to be loved. We were willing, we came when you called. But man, you fooled.
That is Pink, whose real name is Alicia Moore, and that is a request from Rahel Mesfin. What about us here on Border Crossings? Thank you, Rahel, for your nice request and dedication to all who believe in love and that love is the only medicine that can cure us from all of our pains. So thank you for that kind thought. Now, Pink herself expressed her own family pain during the recent MTV award show. She was on stage getting her honor. And she said, I was driving my 6-year-old daughter, Willow, to school, And she said to me out of the blue, "Mama, I'm the ugliest girl I know." And she was like, "Yeah, I look like a boy with long hair." And Pink said her brain went to, "Oh, my God, you're only six. Where's this coming from?" And then her eyes got glazed over. And she responded and said, "I really want to know why you feel this way about yourself." And Willow told her, "I look like a boy, Mom." And then Pink said, "I told my daughter when people make fun of me, that's what they use, that I look like a boy. I have too many opinions. My body's too strong. Growing. Do you see me growing my hair? Do you see me changing my look and my body? Do you see me selling out arenas all over the world? So, baby girl, we don't change. We take gravel in a shell and we make it a pearl and we help other people to change. You, my darling girl, are beautiful and I love you." And that's what she said on the MTV Awards show. And they cut away to her daughter who was in the crowd. It was a very touching moment. She's also raising an 11-month-old son, Jameson, as well. She's got two kids at home and getting ready for her world tour that starts in a couple of months. Thanks for joining us on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and away we go once again. Cletus Clark's just checked in. Wayron Lays is with us. Karuna Kantapal, Xavier Urayaneza, Dulo Nedi, Tom Alcancia, Vincent T.L. Baca, Ken Moalangniki, Christia Ruther, Kalisa, B. John Adams, Ibrahim Abu Bakar, Vincent Maloba, Naka Emanuels, Esther Voss, Melissa Kaplan, Peter Kerr, all checked in at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. So welcome aboard. We've got our CD giveaway coming up a little later on in this hour, so hang around for your chance to win four holiday CDs, courtesy of Border Crossings. Up next, we've got a request from Kevin, who listens to 98.1 FM in Accra, Ghana. And he requested a song from Otis Redding. Otis Redding had a very short career. He put out his first single in 1962, which is what we're about to hear. This is the request, "These Arms of Mine." That was Otis's very first request in 1962. He died 5 years later in 1967. And he didn't get to live long enough to see all the great accolades that he achieved. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He was awarded a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. He was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. All of that came after his death in 1967. So we're going to check out this request from Kevin. And he said he's a student at UHAS in Ghana and wants to dedicate this song to Sina, who's another student. So here you go, Kevin. Enjoy your song from Otis Redding on Border Crossings, "These Arms of Mine."
These arms of mine, they are lonely, lonely and feeling blue. These arms of mine, yearning from wanting you. loving arms to hold me tight. And I need your tender lips to
hold. Hi, I'm Rihanna, and you're listening to Larry London.
It was right, even though it felt wrong. Nothing ever stopped you from showing your progression. Solid, broken lines, driving backwards. Making all the wrong turns, saying all the wrong words, dodging angels.
Oh, let's not be alone. Let's not be alone. Let's be one. Thoughts fill the room.
Breathe for me and I'll breathe for you.
Let's be
selfish, selfish tonight.
Let's be selfish,
selfish babe.
I just hit the lick South France. Currency exchange looking fancy. If that money dirty, make it dance. 25 carats cost a mansion. Gold rose petals while we standing. Came from the concrete, take a chance. Pop gold ace like a Xanny. I just need the blessing from your family. Broken lies. Ain't no love without us. It will die. Roses turning to dust. Every night, we get more popular. Wrong is right when it comes to us. Oh, let's not be alone.
Let's not be alone.
Crossings. You've got Rihanna with Future. That's called Selfish. Izana Berhane requested that song. Thank you, Izana, for checking in with Border Crossings. Now, speaking of Rihanna, she was spotted a couple of days ago wearing a big diamond ring on that finger. Yes, the finger that you usually slip an engagement ring on. So a lot of people started to speculate maybe she's secretly engaged to her billionaire boyfriend, Hassan Jameel. Well, Rihanna has come out and addressed that and said, I'm not engaged. And if I was, I would let the whole world know about it. So I'm not engaged. This is just a gift. And I don't designate which finger I'm going to wear a gift on. So that's Rihanna's response. Thank you, Izana, for checking in. Border Crossing says the program requests and dedications are what we do. Hormeku Partisan checked in. Vincent Maloba said hi. And Vincent Maloba is in Kenya. And he let me know today is Jamhuri Day. Jamhuri Day in Kenya is it's the Swahili word for republic. And it marks Kenya's independence, which happened on December 12th, 1963. So happy Independence Day, Jamhuri Day to all our Kenyan listeners tuned into the show today. Thank you so much for joining us on Border Crossings. Requests come to our phone lines, which the number happens to be, write it down now, 202-619-2077. And you can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London, or you can also check us out on Twitter with a tweet to #VOABC. All right, so send your tweets to us there. Here's a request from Elijah in Accra, Bob Marley, with I Shot the Sheriff on Border Crossings.
Oh, It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
I've lost my faith in everything. I couldn't believe in anything until I put my faith in you. Is it a sin? Is it a crime to worship somebody all of the time, anytime? I would do anything for you.
Crossings, and I thought for a second when I first heard the song that I was listening to Bon Jovi, but actually no, it's a band from North Carolina known as Firehouse. They have that sound that John Bon Jovi has, and a lot of bands had out of the 80s and 90s, and because they're from that era, from the late 80s and 90s. And that is a request from Bijan Das, who is in Assam, India. And it's from Moon Moon, his wife, on Border Crossing. The song from Firehouse is called You Are My Religion. And I thank you for your request. As we continue to play requests and dedications like we've been doing for the last 21 years now here on Border Crossings on the Voice of America. And we've got our contest coming up within this hour, in the second half here. We've got four CDs to give away. Frank Sinatra's Ultimate Christmas, Lindsey Stirling's Warmer in the Winter. We've got the Trolls Holiday Collection. I don't know if you had a chance to catch the Trolls films. Very, very good movie. Can't Stop the Feeling. Big hit from Justin Timberlake. And they've got a holiday collection of songs. by the Trolls, so we'll give away that. And we've also got the Now That's What I Call a Very Merry Christmas compilation CD filled with Michael Jackson and many other big hits from holidays past. From the 60s, the 70s, there's some new stuff in there as well. A lot of great stuff. So stand by for your chance to win that. It's coming up in just a matter of minutes. Right now, I have a request from a new listener, Amani. Amani tunes in Rwanda. We are so happy to be back on every afternoon in Rwanda. And this is Lucky Dubé with Big Boys Don't on Border Crossings.
Sometimes I cry, and I remember the days when love was.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Crossings, King of Pop, Michael Jackson, Dirty Diana. For all of our fans on 96.9 FM in Kuwait, especially Nisreen Houdairi. Nisreen is a new listener, and she's tuned in Kuwait. Saidu Muhammad Ali is with us. Zaklin Etienne, Charles Borromeo, Mary Ann Joseph is a new listener. She's tuned in today. Dulo Neddy, Cave Mad, also got email from Bonna B, Ade Wise, Proc, who's listening, Seb Kulu Israel is tuned in. Let's see, I heard from Siegbert Gerhard, who said Merry Christmas, and I thank you for all your email into Border Crossings. It's bordercrossings@voa.gov. If you're going to email, if you're going to go to Facebook, it's facebook.com/VOA Larry London.
We love them all.
We love them all.
This time of year especially, I think about our worldwide family and how we're all joined through music. Mm-hmm. And this is such a great meeting place.
Yes, it
for
is.
For people every day.
Every single day we're here and there are no boundaries, hence border crossings.
Exactly right. Well, I'll be crossing a few musical borders today because I have a couple Hot 100 singles for you, one of which is already in the top 20, the other one is knocking at the door, and it happens to be...
There it is.
Let them in. Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody ringing a bell. Anyway. I should probably start talking, and we should probably start listening to some music. Let's start it off with Post Malone, who's, red hot. He was, 8 weeks number one with Rockstar. He's got a follow-up single called I Fall Apart. It moves from 21st to 19th place. And I have a couple items about Mr. Malone, which we will cover after I Fall Apart.
She left me with a broken heart. She fooled me twice and it's all my fault. She cut too deep, now she left me scarred. Now there's so many thoughts going through my brain. And now I'm taking these shots.
You
Post Malone, I Fall Apart, moving from 21st to 19th place. This is Post's fourth countdown single in 2 years. His album, Stony, has gone double platinum in the U.S. It's moved 2 million units. And one of the things I've noticed about Stony is that it just doesn't leave the top 20. Mm. It's always hanging around. It was never that close to number one, but it was always very, very consistent. Post Malone, man. He's supposed to have a second album, Beer Bongs and Bentleys. He was saying, you're going to get it on December 1st. Well, December 1st came and went, no album. And Post went back on Twitter and he said, I'm sorry. I just want this album to be as good as it can possibly be. I'm still working on it. And the ironic thing about it is Post wants to make a great album, but he himself says he thinks he's only made one really good song. And that was his breakout song, White Iverson. He says, well, I used to do this song twice in concert, you know, because I only had three or four songs that I thought were any good at all. This was the really good one. So he used to hit White Iverson hard. And I guess next month he's going to be hitting White Iverson on the other side of the world, because starting January 5th, Post Malone will perform 6 shows in Australia, where he's a rising artist right now. Rockstar went to number one on the Australian chart. I Fall Apart is currently in third place. So he may have 2 straight number one hits down under.
Is his name Austin Post? Is that his real name?
Yes.
I read, yeah.
Austin Post.
And he took Malone from the Karl Malone, the basketball player.
I believe so, yeah.
Uh-huh. Got it. You know that stuff. Ray McDonald, by the way, is the man whose voice you're listening to on Border
Hello.
Crossings. And he's here every Tuesdays with the Chart Chat, which is a segment on our program here where we tell you what's going on in music. And so now we're going to switch gears a little bit, I guess. You're going to take us away from the pop charts, or maybe not. I'm not sure.
Well, this song, it's a Christmas song. It's a holiday song that has really become a holiday classic. It's All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. It was released way back in November 1994. It didn't chart on the Hot 100 back then because it was not a commercial single, but it's just keeps coming back every year. And this year, Mariah re-enters the Hot 100 in 21st place. And Mariah is, she's back in the news. She's up for a Golden Globe Award. And we'll take a closer look at Mariah Carey after All I Want for Christmas Is You.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. All I want for
song does make you feel good.
It's so Christmassy.
Young Life, Mariah Carey, from November 1994. All I Want for Christmas Is You. It's been reissued, and it re-enters the Hot 100 at number 21. As of 2017, this song has reportedly earned $60 million in royalties.
Woo.
So it is the gift that keeps on giving for Mariah.
Like Grandma's fruitcake.
That's right. Only, you know, you can't use this as a doorstop.
Now, isn't this the most popular Christmas song of all time?
It's right up there.
That's what I thought. It used to be White Christmas by Bing Crosby, but I thought this song...
Well, I think White Christmas, in terms of single soul, is mm-hmm. still the champion.
Oh, okay.
But this song, currently, I don't think there's anything that can touch it. 2 years ago, this song hit a chart peak of number 11. We'll see how it does this year. I kind of doubt it's going to get that high. It, as I said, it never originally charted in the Hot 100 since it originally wasn't released as a commercial single. But above and beyond this, Mariah is also in the running for a Golden Globe Award. The nominations came out on Monday. There are two musical categories. And she is running in the Best Original Song category for The Star. And The Star is the title cut from an animated movie that opened on November 17th here in the U.S. Mariah co-wrote the music and lyrics. And the Golden Globes get handed out on January 7th. So we'll see how Mariah does.
And her ex-husband is hosting a big hip-hop show that's coming to D.C. and is on tour right now.
Nick Cannon and his turban. The turban has become Nick Cannon's trademark. I never see pictures of Nick without his turban these days.
And he was hosting America's Got Talent, but he stopped.
He was good.
He was very good.
Nick Cannon's very good.
And his replacement, not so good. So
I know.
I'm not sure that shows. Either she's not going to last. Who is the supermodel who took it over? I forgot her name. But anyway, Tyra Banks didn't do a very good job the one season I saw last year. So,
yeah,
this
Nick was a
year.
Very good host.
Yes. But anyway. So thank you, Ray, for another edition of Chart Chat every Tuesday here on Border Crossings. And I guess we're going to... Are we going to go? No, not to a song? All right, let's do our contest then. If we got our timpani, we might as well go to the contest. Since we're short on time for any more requests, and today's lucky listener of the day, four holiday CDs are in the mail and on the way to Deraje Asifa, who's in Ethiopia. So congratulations. Yay! I guess our live studio audience were asleep. They missed that.
Hey, come on.
Deraje Asifa in Ethiopia, congratulations. You have just won yourself four holiday CDs, the Frank Sinatra Ultimate Christmas CD, and also the, now that's what I call Very Merry Christmas CD, the Trolls Holiday CD, and we've got Lindsey Stirling's very first Christmas album, which is called Warmer in the Winter.
That's a whole lot of music.
The four CDs, one prize. At one time. Isn't that amazing? A December to remember.
You're a generous man, Larry London.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Me and Santa. Thank you, Ray McDonald, for Chart Chat today. Thank you for listening to Border Crossings. And again, a thanks to Wagner Engineer and Vince, our director. And we will be back tomorrow, starting at 1500 Universal, with another hour of requests and dedications. And on tomorrow's show, I will be telling you about special guests that are coming up. And I'll just say this. They're Grammy nominated. I interviewed them last night. And a couple of lovely ladies and a new boy band on the scene. A brand new boy band. And one of them was an American Idol contestant in that boy band. So, all of that I'll talk more about tomorrow on the program. So tune in to Border Crossings here on the VOA 1 Music Network.
At facebook.com/VOA Larry London.